Mark Sigmund, are you ready?
Sure am, Gary.
Mike Vito, are you ready?
Oh, we're ready, Gary. Let's have some fun.
Let's go. Good afternoon and welcome to Clean and Sober Radio. My name is Gary Hendler, along with my co-host Mark Sigmund. We are broadcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the radio station WWDBAM 860.
High above City Line Avenue, right?
That's right.
Right across from where you used to throw the eggs off the top floor.
That's exactly right, Mark. And I say Philadelphia because starting Saturday evening, we will be on three radio stations in South Florida. At 8 o'clock p.m., 8 to 9, we'll be on radio station WWNN AM 1470. We will also be on 96.9 FM, and we will also be on 95.3 FM in South Florida. So if you're in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Jupiter area, you'll be able to hear us Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
I'm excited about it. Getting down to Florida over the, and there's a huge recovery movement down there in terms of the meetings are huge. Lots of people are in recovery, and there's lots of recovery houses around, especially in Boca Raton.
Yeah, it is unfortunately.
Yeah.
A capital of recovery, isn't it, Mark?
It is, and it'll just be nice to be on the airwaves, and then some of those guys they can find us on the internet and tune in on Fridays and call in, you know, or check us out on Facebook Live.
Absolutely, and if it's on Facebook, it'll be Clean and Sober Radio on our Facebook page, and if you just want to check us out on our website, it's cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com. And Mark and I have been doing this for years now.
It's been years. Time flies, Gary, when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely. Man, this is going really slow. anyway, I have some announcements to make. Our very own, my vice chair of Clean and Sober Media, Jim Petrowski, is now Grandpa Jim. His daughter, Stephanie, and her husband, Chris Lewis, had a baby boy named Connor James Lewis. So we congratulate the whole Petrowski Lewis clan.
Congratulations, Jim. That is great news.
He's going to be a great dad. You know, he's a great grandpa. He's a great father. And we're just happy for him.
Oh, yeah. And Jim, if anybody knows Jim Piotrowski, he is the best. I mean, he is just
does
so much for the show and has such a good recovery program.
Yeah, he does a lot for the community. You know, we're glad that he's part of us. And, you know, one of the questions I got over the week, speaking of Jim and us, Debbie J from Boca Raton, Florida, said, how did the two of you meet, meaning you and me, yeah. Mark, was it in rehab? And my response is, I was in rehab in 82, and Mark was 6 years old.
And I was right in the next room, Gary.
That's right. You got it early.
6 years old.
You got it early.
Yeah, I remember you were in the swimming pool.
Were you like the only first grader in rehab with me?
I was. And somehow I must have met you around that time and went to one of your clinics that you had set up in Philly,
yeah,
or something.
Right.
Or maybe we shouldn't even joke about this.
How did we meet?
So way back, I remember when you and Steve were doing the show.
Yes, yeah.
I believe Steve invited me one time because you were away for the week, and it was downstairs in the old studio.
Upstairs. We were in three, that small studio.
Yes.
Third floor.
Yes. And then eventually Steve was saying, oh, you got to meet Gary. Gary's a great guy. And eventually I think
I couldn't remember.
Yes. Yes, and then one time he had a, I think you guys have both invited me on, and then once Steve left the show,
yeah,
I think that's how it happened.
That makes sense. You got a better memory than me.
So I think
that was really Okay, I'm glad you cleared it up. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what? So today, we're just going to have an open forum. Call in 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. There was an article in the New York Times, Sunday's New York Times, about one of my old favorites, nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Concert parking lots.
Hippie crack, whippets, laughing gas. You know, it's not as innocent as it's made out to be. There's a huge rise in it now.
I was not aware of that.
Of the pandemic. In 2018, the Journal of Neurology said nitrous abuse is rapidly rising in the United States. A 2020 study linked growth in nitrous oxide use in the Netherlands to an upsurge in young people presenting or showing up at the hospital with neurological complaints. Now that the virus pandemic may be driving its popularity, Dr. Michael McCormick, the medical director of the healthcare professionals program at Karen, which is a very, as they say, a prominent rehab facility, said that he has seen an uptick in patients abusing nitrous oxide over the past year. Some of our patients that we've had use it to disassociate.
Yeah, and you know, one of the issues with nitrous oxide is, you know, you get laughing gas at the dentist and it's mixed, I believe, mixed with more oxygen. And
well, they do regulate.
They regulate it. And one of the things that you got to really worry about is sometimes people pass out and they have head injuries. Sometimes in the parking lot of concerts and things like that, you know, they get the balloons going and they do so much of it that they starve their brain of.
I used to use it.
Oh, I used to use it too. I also with the whipped cream and. Yeah. Broke all my whipped cream bottles from my parents.
I'll tell you why I think I enjoyed it. It was fast, man.
It was.
You got high real fast.
Yeah, it was, but very dangerous. I had a friend whose father was a dentist, and he went down into the dental office when his dad wasn't around, and he hooked himself up to nitrous oxide without the oxygen.
Right.
He almost died.
He almost died.
Yes.
I can imagine that neurologically – that can cause a lot of long-term problems.
Yeah, it's almost like when you do it, you can feel your brain cells just blowing up or something.
Yeah. Do you remember amyl nitrate?
No, but I've heard about it. I'm glad I didn't start experimenting.
Same time, at least for me. I didn't like it. It was in a little jar.
Uh-huh.
Now, what did I think you sniffed it or something. It was really too way out, man.
Bad news.
I had my limits, you know that.
I never believed that you had your limits, Gary.
I definitely did. Did Nikki, you have limits?
I had limits. Yes, I did.
Did you shoot?
No.
I didn't either. That's where the limit.
That's,
I guess I would have crossed it at some point, but I was like, I'm not bad like those people.
Yeah, it's so scary. You know, we talk about progression. And you look at the progression over time, and you know, I worry about it so much with the young adults, especially with this huge Percocet problem going on, and in the high schools, a lot of kids are getting a hold of them and just graduating up that ladder. And I think a lot of our listeners, that happened to them.
Oh, look, I believe there is a progression, even with grass. I mean, I really do with marijuana.
Yeah.
There's a progression. It's not doing it. Let's get something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it sounds like I'm an old fogey, but I think we're kidding ourselves if we don't think there is that progression, wanting to get higher and higher and higher.
Oh, and I remember having conversations with my friends that this is all we're going to do. And then somehow that opened the door to trying other things.
Yeah.
But I remember being convinced, oh, it's just going to stop here. We're not going to do anything else. And then eventually, you know, you cross that bridge.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. There is a progress. You know, obviously, this is the last time I'm going to say this. I got pardoned by President Trump 2 weeks ago as he was leaving office, which I am very grateful to him for that. But if it wasn't for the drugs, you know, sometimes I forget it. If it wasn't for the drugs, I wouldn't have been thrown out of law school. If it wasn't for the drugs, I wouldn't have been involved in the criminal activities that I got the pardon for. You know, you start to forget the connection of your behaviors and the drugs.
Yeah, and isn't it amazing to see how in recovery you take what became such a negative and such a devastating force in our lives and turn it into a positive.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing when you see that other side of it. We wouldn't be sitting here right now talking.
Absolutely. And, you know, the positive, you and I, and I'm sure people would have bet that we would have never been sitting here doing this. We've helped some people. I don't know how many, but yeah, that's our positive, giving back in some way. We don't have to do this.
And they sure have helped us.
And they sure have helped us.
No doubt about it.
There's,
you know,
no question. Hey, let's do a little roll call here, a little attendance, all right?
Sounds good. We got some.
Bob Mueller, Dan Campbell, Abraham Mohammed. Are you still on that deserted island? Larry Windsor, happy Friday, Gary and Mark. Nikki Cosino, hi, Gary and Mark. Happy Friday. Steve Leckerman is watching. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Dan Campbell. Hey, guys. Have a good show. We're trying. What do you got there?
I got an old friend of mine who I haven't seen forever. Kevin Latchford. Went to high school with him. Awesome wrestler.
Is this the first time right now?
That I've seen him on here. So I hope you're doing great, Kevin, and your family's doing great. I remember he used to wrestle 103. So you know the weight, or 118 or 112,
one of the weights,
his lights out.
And
man,
what grade?
This was through high school, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year at LaSalle High School.
You know, I weighed in ninth grade.
What?
85. I was on the 85-pound track team. 85.
I believe that because you told me you're fast.
I had more than that for dinner last night. I'm not kidding you.
I mean, I was my fast? Freshman year. I was 118, and I'm like 240 now.
Well, you're tall.
I'm tall. I was skinny as a rail.
Yeah. Well, you're tall.
And I like McDonald's.
You know, let me ask you something. At least for me, the sports in school was before it all hit the fan with the drugs. The innocent part for me. Was it like that for you in school?
It was. I mean, one of the things that I noticed is like when you get into that lifestyle, you start letting go of the healthy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you start getting focused on that, and then you let go of the healthy things. And it's a beautiful part of recovery. We also have a bunch of other guys here. We got Nikki Cosino.
Hey, Nikki.
Dan Schmalen.
Dan's our buddy who changed the name of his company.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we love your new name of your company,
do.
Dan.
We do.
That was a great idea.
Michael Veets is watching. Keith Hornig is watching. Good afternoon from sunny and finally warming up Venice, Florida. That's West Coast.
West Coast. We have it on the map here, already marked, I believe.
Venice. Yeah.
Venice. Cool. Oh, he's a lucky guy.
Yeah. Linda Carroll's watching.
Monty,
man, I got your number finally. We're going to reach out to you.
Yeah, he's great. Take 12 Recovery sends their love.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Yeah, you told me all about him. He's got a good thing going on the West Coast, doesn't he?
Yes, up in, or I think the whole West Coast, the internet radio. Yeah.
Let's mention the shows starting again. We're you know, besides Philadelphia, starting Saturday night, we're going to be on three radio stations in South Florida. And they are WWNN, 1470 AM. And then we're on two FM stations in Florida, 96.9 and 95.3, 8 to 9 Saturday nights. If you absolutely have nothing to do, check us out.
Yes, and I wanted to mention Andrew Christopher. Sorry I botched your name, Andrew. Went to Marist. That's college.
Is that where you went?
Yes.
Where's that school?
Right up in Poughkeepsie, New York. Oh, yeah. Right next to Hyde Park.
Yeah.
And if people are familiar with Hyde Park, that's where the Roosevelt Estate is, where Roosevelt.
I was just going to say Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt. Great place to visit up there.
Yeah. Michael Saberio. I worked with Michael for a while. I think he's in Florida. A really great guy. Suzanne Duncan Lightbody. Hi, Suzanne.
You got to do this one.
Steven Sussman. Hi, guys,
Steven.
From Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, Steven. Hope you're hanging in there, brother. Hope you are.
You see Monica on there, right?
Oh.
Monica McNally. And I figured you'd do the last part.
All right, where is this? Thank you. I know what you're getting. Wait, first let me go with Molly Dimturco Duffy is watching. Donald Roberts is watching. Michael Forbes is watching.
Hi, Mike.
Michael Gray guy. Jack Sharkey, Gary Sloss. Now, you're getting down to this. Let me see this name, man. I love when you get
someday, that. Monica, we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right one of these times.
Steven Sussman said, Gary, however, you guys are where you should be. You've helped many. Thank you. That's what's all about.
Very nice.
That is it. Wait a minute. Which one do you want me to – which one?
You know, Monica McNally.
Oh, that's easy. Listen, we don't use last names anymore.
Okay.
Monica McNally Pokorny.
Ooh.
Pokorny. I think it's Pokorny.
I
Monica, listen.
Call us. We need another call.
We need to hear your voice say your actual name.
She did it once, like 3 months ago.
Yeah, but we can't remember that. You got Andrew Christopher.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Monica's from Conchie.
Yeah.
Okay, from our listeners who are from way out of the area, that's Conshohocken. And if you're really from Conshohocken, you are from Conchie, and it's right outside of Philadelphia.
Some good recovery in Conchie.
Yeah.
Good recovery.
Adam, Mike, we got to take a break, brother. We'll be right back, and we'll continue this whatever
conversation.
Conversation. We'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hi, this is David Ossikinen, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio on WWDB.
Nice turn, Jill. Toby, isn't your sister doing a nice job as a new driver?
Sure. Hey, by the way, Dad, have you ever smoked marijuana? It's getting legalized everywhere, so it's okay to do now, right?
OMG, Toby, are you serious?
It's not legal everywhere, and it's not legal for kids at all.
This conversation can happen anywhere, and your kids need to know the facts. 76% of teens agree that with legalization, teenagers may be more likely to experiment with marijuana.
Legal or not, marijuana is harmful to teens' developing brains and can cause permanent damage. It could also cause heart and respiratory problems.
I heard it could lead to using other drugs.
61% of teens agree that teenagers who use marijuana are more likely to try heroin.
But marijuana has been around forever.
Sure, but the type that's out there now is stronger than when I was younger, so it's really important for you two to be careful.
I never thought about that.
Well, now's the time to start thinking about it.
Now's the time to talk to your kids about substance use. Learn more at rosecrans.org.
And we're back, Clean and Sober Radio. Hey, Monica's on the line.
Oh, Monica.
Monica.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Monica.
All right, very slowly.
You guys are so funny.
Give us your last name, very slowly.
Pokorny.
That's what I said.
Like the food. Well, you always get it wrong. This week is the first time you ever got it right.
Did he get it right? I don't believe he got it. But he said like five versions of it.
Listen, this is...
Yeah, the chances are pretty good.
Let me ask you something. Were you teased growing up because of what your name rhymes with?
No, that's my married name. That's my stupid married name. My name is McNally. Growing up, I forever I had the best name, and I married this guy.
All right, wait a minute. So it's Poe Corny or Puh Corny?
Puh Corny.
Well, it should be an A then.
Well, hey, listen. I always say that the only thing I don't like about my husband is his last name. So ask him about it.
Wait, are you sure you're pronouncing your name correctly?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's good. All right, we got that cleared up. Monica, have a great weekend. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about sobriety?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Tell us about it. Okay. Tell us, how are you doing? How are you doing in COVID land and, you know, the whole bit?
Well, I wanted to talk about what you guys were talking about, how your life changed and how giving back. Because I just signed up for a thing called ProAct, where you help give back in to people in recovery, and I'm going to help people with their budgeting.
That's great. It's a great organization. And, you know, usually they have that recovery walk in September of each year, and they couldn't have it last year. It's a great organization. Great.
But I was a mess. I had – my house went up for sheriff's sale because I was drinking all the time, and I was horrible with money, and my car almost got repossessed. And now I'm turning around, and I'm so good with money now.
Good.
So, like, from sobriety, that's a gift that came out of it, just like you guys were saying.
What's your sobriety date, Monica?
July 15th, 19. So I'm going on 19 months.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
So I'm still very new. So
it's beautiful. You know,
it's an amazing, amazing gift, and I cherish every day. And work a very strong program so far, but. Yeah, it's amazing.
Did you go into a facility for treatment, or did you do it just going to meetings and getting involved?
Miramont. I had an intervention and realized, yeah, you people are all right, and I am an absolute mess. And I could not control. I had no control of anything in my life. And Miramont was the best gift I ever gave in my life.
That's great.
It's amazing.
That's how the story should go, right?
Yeah,
it is.
I'm so lucky.
When you had that
intervention,
were you like, get me in the car, or were you resistant at first, or what was it like? Was it a surprise intervention or just a planned intervention?
I was not resistant at all, because I had already been thinking about it in my head and thought, like, I am a mess. And then when they came to me, I was like, you're right, you're all right. And it was about 2 hours later, I was in Miramont.
Wow. How long would you stay in there for?
28 days.
And then, what were your aftercare plans when you left Miramont?
I did my 90 and 90 and went to IOP 3 days a week. And actually, I was down to 1 day of outpatient. And during the pandemic, they let us come back to 3 days.
That's good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I was allowed to go back for 3 days, and then for Zoom, and now I'm down to 1 day again.
Monica, do you sponsor anybody?
No, not yet. Okay. I don't think I'm there yet. I mean, that might be something in the future, but I don't think I'm there yet.
Okay, work on yourself. That's the most important person.
I still have young kids, so I have a lot of responsibility with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I have the time to sponsor someone right now.
Fine, that's no problem.
But you're getting in service.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just so important. I just, you know, so many people gave to me, and I just want to give back to them with talents I have.
That's good. Yeah. Monica, you got a great story. And guess what? We promise you, we will never butcher your last name again.
Or just skip it. It's not important to me. Just skip it. I like McNally better. That's fine with me.
Gary, why do I think this is going to be our once every 3 month phone call?
It might be. I love you guys.
We love you too.
I cried so much when I saw your pardon.
So did I.
I was so excited. I told everybody, shared it on my Facebook page. It's so great.
I waited 38 years for that presidential pardon.
Oh, you deserve it. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Thank you.
So wonderful.
Thank you. Look, listen, there's a lot of rewards in sobriety. I'm not saying you can get a presidential pardon, but there's a lot of equally satisfying rewards in sobriety.
I have one every day. I get an award, I feel like, every day of my life.
That's good stuff.
Amazing.
Good. Monica, thanks for supporting us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I love you guys, and thanks for supporting me.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Monica, and congratulations.
Take care.
She's great, man, isn't she?
She is, and Adam Goldsmith wrote in, it's easier to get 19 years than 19 months. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Betsy Green. Hey, Gary, Mike and I are watching you. Okay, I'm watching you, too. Better close your blinds. Hey, our buddy. Nolan. Go ahead. Nolan?
Oh, both of them, but I'll hit the one that starts with K.
Go ahead.
Kevin Gleason. We haven't seen him in a while. Louisiana. Kite surfer.
That's right. Yeah.
The moderator, Kevin Gleason. Good to see you.
Hey, welcome. We don't know where you've been. We hope you've been well. But thanks for checking in with us.
Absolutely.
We've mentioned his name during the weeks, right? Where is
he? Yeah, he's our buddy. And he says she sponsors her kids when she talks about when he was talking about Monica.
Really?
You know, having kids.
That's
really
good.
Yeah.
Nolan Burchett. That's one of the greatest stories that we've had on this show. From a bank robber to a director of a rehab center in California.
Yeah, bank robber, high speed chase, the whole bit. You know, end of the road, end of the highway, end of the line, and here he is, director of a treatment center.
That is an unbelievable story.
It really is. We're hearing a lot of hope today, don't you think?
Yeah, we definitely are. He's just so cool. Rick Michael is watching. Oh, Kevin Gleason now is going to butcher Monica's name. Did you see that?
Did he say that?
I'm not even going to. Heather Hope Warner. You got Adam Goldsmith?
Yes.
All right, listen, we got. All right, here's a couple more emails I got over the week. Lawrence K. from Germantown, Pennsylvania. That's part of Philadelphia. If you go to multiple rehabs, are you more likely to stay clean than someone who only went once?
I could tell you what the studies say.
Go ahead.
Yes. And
really?
Yes. It's known that actually the best chance is generally the third time. Some people get it the first time, but generally it takes a couple times. I mean, in terms of averages, somebody that has a severe enough health progression of their addiction where they need rehab, oftentimes will take three treatment centers.
But so if you're betting, are you betting on someone who went once to rehab or three? You're going to say three times. Right?
I would say three times.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of the percentage best chance is that third time. But, you know, it's all different. I've had guys that have been to 15 rehabs and they have years clean now. And that, that's the beauty of this. And that's why, insurances need to cover this because
listen, what you just said leads me to the next email I got. Kirk M. from Niagara Falls, New York. Are you guys feeling optimistic that with the new administration will come a more caring and interested approach to treatment for the addict?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, looking at both sides of it, there were some on the drug and alcohol front with the former administration. There were some positive money and things, but I'm much more optimistic. Getting political.
Yeah, I know. Listen, our new president, his son is in recovery, okay? I'm hoping we get a centralized, concerted effort to make it easier to get into treatment, to force the insurance companies to pay for people to go into treatment, and just a more, we need a drug czar. We need a central person in this thing. Now, I know the states are very important, but we do need a national program, I believe, of recovery.
Yeah, we need to treat this like the disease that it is, like it's heart disease or another disease, rather than having this disconnect.
Absolutely.
Do a lot of good.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that. Hey, let's do this. Mike, let's take another break. Give us a call when we get back at 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care. backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, relaxed environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Oh, hey, bud. Where are you headed?
I'm just gonna hang out.
With Gary and Todd?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you, is there any drinking going on in this crowd?
No.
If any of your buddies ever pressure you to take a drink, just tell them you promised your dad you wouldn't.
I'd do anything to keep you safe.
Okay, I will.
I hope this is working.
I promise. Love you too, Dad.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, this is Darryl Sober, and you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hey, this is Willie Potts, and I listen to the Clean and Sober Show on WWDB 860 AM.
Hey, we're back, Clean and Sober Radio. We're broadcasting out of the studios of WWDB AM 860 in Philadelphia. And Saturday night, we will be broadcasting in Florida on three different radio stations.
I'm picturing these guys coming back from the beach, all, you know, tan, hanging out, listening to Clean and Sober Radio from the cold Northeast.
Yeah, man.
It's totally cool.
It's totally cool. Hey, we got a caller on here. Randall Jefferson online.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Gary. How are you and Mark doing?
Hey, buddy. How
good.
Are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm just listening to your show. And Mark, you touched on something that's really interesting that, you know, about needing a national advocacy for clean and sober. And I think you guys have started that advocacy, and I think that, you know, with you and Mark and all of your listeners around the country, you know, that you can do a lot to begin to put, not pressure, but to get the ball rolling to have a national forum for those that are in recovery. And, you know, we're in a pandemic now, but clean and sober, I mean, that's been a pandemic for years.
Yeah.
So I think because of the way you handle your show and what you're doing, that you guys can begin to spearhead that national advocacy and go to the administration through those in leadership positions to begin to really address the reality of what's going on. Because this is, you know, some folks use it as money-making ventures, but you and your Clean Sober broadcasters use it to try to educate folks on what they need to do. And I think that you need to bring in more of the elected officials on a national level so that you can push for that advocacy for those that are in recovery, because, you know, there's a lot of funds being thrown around, but you never hear about real funds going into the advocacy of trying to get folks clean and sober, you know, and right your story alone, Gary, is a testament to why there's a need.
Right, absolutely. And Randall, you know what? First of all, Randall, are you on speaker?
Yeah, I'm on my car.
Yeah, it's a little...
I'm getting a feedback.
Yeah, you get a little feedback.
Right, and let me take you off my...
Yeah.
Let me take you off my speaker.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, is that better?
That's better.
That's
and Randall,
better.
You know, we've discussed this before. In fact, I've been on your show, mm-hmm. and you've been on our show. I would really like to see more involvement on a local, state, and national level with the Black community. Mm-hmm. And you could be a real big part of that because you are a mover and shaker in the Black community.
I don't consider myself.
You're what?
If you want to put me as a mover and shaker, I'd rather say I'm a mover and shaker for the community.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not just Black folks that are suffering out here. You know, that's just one thing that has been exposed during this pandemic even more. Because right now, I don't know whether Mark has any stats on this or whether you have any, but during this pandemic, I know that I'm almost sure I can say that the drug use, alcohol use, and all has increased, and it's not being addressed.
That's
you know,
right.
During, you know, and I think that it's time that and it's not about Democrat, it's not about Republican, it's about people. And that's what I like about what you guys do. And anything we can do to help you, we're willing to do it.
I know that.
And work with you guys because... You know, what Mark said on a national level, you know, that's one of the problems that happened with this pandemic, with this COVID-19. It was not a real national initiative. And right now we're still in a spiral spin with the COVID-19. But again, you know, what happens after COVID-19 and how many more folks will you be reaching out to that are now going to be in the realms of recovery, or even not even realizing that they need recovery because they're substituting their problems with alcohol, drugs, and what have you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a real issue, especially with the, you know, not to mess with you, Gary, but with prescription drugs. I mean, I told you my story when I was had my shoulder operated on. Every time I turned around, I was getting called, did I need any more right. of painkillers? Did I right. need any?
Oxy.
If I would have took those 65 painkillers that they gave me the first time, I probably would have been a guest on your show because
yeah.
no telling what would have happened
Absolutely.
If I would have kept taking those painkillers. And I think that's one of the things that need to be addressed. You know, because that's the easy way out when somebody is in pain is to give them painkillers.
Well, supposedly, Randall,
and
every
very
state,
addictive.
In every state, there's a prescription drug monitoring program, as we have in Pennsylvania. And the way it was supposed to work is there was only a limited amount of pain medicine that you could be given while in the hospital, while leaving the hospital, and while at home. And the doctors and the pharmacists both are supposed to be accountable for the amount of medication that's prescribed and filled.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, but you know when we really look at it, you know, again, you know, I still can bring you both bottles that I've never. I think out of the 65 pills, I took two.
Right. Understood.
And that was because of the acute pain. But this is how folks. become addictive to those prescription drugs, and that's something that you know that needs to be, if not enforced, need to be
absolutely
enforced.
Randall, listen, well, let's get together as we mm-hmm. always do. We love each other, and let's put our heads together and let's yeah, use our resources together.
Yeah, because I think that you guys have, especially now that you branched out into other areas. And you, like us, you even though you're located in the Philadelphia area, you don't just cater to Philadelphia
not
or
all.
Pennsylvania.
Not at all.
You're
you're catering to those around the country that are in need.
Right. Randall and Jefferson, thank you very much for giving us a call.
We're welcome,
jammed over the lines. Have a safe weekend, brother, and we'll see you next week.
See you, Randall. I'm going to catch you a fish this spring. You're the man.
All right.
And you know, thank you. And Gary, you know what Randall brought up?
You guys keep up the good work.
Thanks, Randall.
Well, he brought up a great point about you take two and you put it in your medicine cabinet. And so many people do that and their kids get a hold of it.
Yeah.
We hear the stories all the time. Yeah. So that take back is real important.
Absolutely, man. Good point. Hey, Marie Duffy is on the line. Let's see what Marie is up to.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Having a little trouble with this new cat, but other than that, I'm doing fine. You guys are all over the place today. I thought you were gonna stick to point on the original topic, but you got a lot covered.
What was the original topic?
I'll tell you what Marie's talking about. I'll tell you
let me just
ADD.
Let me just share with you. I'm a registered nurse. I have a master's degree in psych and I'm a psych nurse. Mm-hmm. I am also 37 years in AA and NA, and I lost all of my family to this disease, my mother, my father, my brother, and my older brother is still alive, but just barely. I also am dual diagnosed. I have a major depressive disorder and general anxiety disorder. And I had hoped that maybe at some point, once you got past the alcoholism part, you would get into how do you, the original question that you asked was, how do you know if you're an addict? How do you know if you're an alcoholic? How do you know if you are? I worked for 47 years as a nurse, and I also worked with helping getting the Pennsylvania Nurses Program started. My husband worked with helping getting the Pennsylvania Lawyers Program started. So I kind of know a little bit about this disease, and what I can tell you is that there's so much science right now that tells us the answers to those questions. I mean, we have a wonderful department at Penn. Oh, by the way, I just want to mention to you, I have inside information that we are going to have the czar in Washington for this focus. I happen to have a relative who works in the administration, and there is a heavy focus on drug and alcohol within the administration, and there's a lot of people pulling in that direction. So I'm just putting that out there before anybody else does. But what I'm trying to get at it, how you know. One thing that I always use, which is just to keep it simple, is the 20. I've been sponsoring nurses. I've been sponsoring doctors. I've been sponsoring pharmacists for years. And the first thing that my husband and I used always was the 20-20, the John Hopkins 20, which is the 20 questions.
Marie, we just have 1 minute before we have to go to break. So, give it to us in 60 seconds.
Okay. All I'm saying to you is that if you get people to the right interventionist that can assess the situation, we can identify the problem and get people into treatment. I mean, I have so much I could talk about, but
right.
I just love to talk to you, and I would love to talk to you again. I'd love to meet you, and I think you guys walk on water.
Well, we don't walk on water, but we love you too. And, you know, we communicate during the week, you and I, and I know a lot of your family, and I just think you're fantastic. And I guess we can see is, you know, keep supporting us. Have a great weekend. We got to have to roll to a commercial right now.
We love you, babe.
Love you,
take
too.
Care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Marie.
Thanks, Marie. Let's hit our next commercial, okay, Mike?
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Recovery Centers of America at Devon is proud to offer inpatient, outpatient, and detoxification services for those struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. We're proud to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Magellan, and AmeriHealth, making the world's finest addiction treatment both affordable and accessible. Call 1-800-RECOVERY today to learn more. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients into our secure, world-class addiction treatment campus 24 hours, 7 days a week, and can provide complimentary transportation from your location to our campus within 3 hours.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Can I go to the sleepover?
Lucy, I want you to promise me something. If there's any drinking, I want you to say, no thanks, not my thing.
Mom!
I promise you, your real friends won't care. Deal?
I promise, Mom.
They really do hear you.
Did you pack your toothbrush?
For tips on how to start the talk, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Hi, this is Rick Roberts from the group Firefall, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio on 860.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hi, this is Dion, the Wanderer. Listen to Clean and Sober Radio. You might hear something that'll change your life. Yo!
Hey, we're back. Hey, you know, I gotta shout out to Linda Mednick. Linda and Glenn Mednick are old friends of mine. They live in South Florida, so hopefully they'll check us out down
nice.
There. And
they're on the beach right now.
I don't know if the maybe they're on the beach. Glenn's
fishing.
Glenn's a lawyer. I don't know what they're just great people I grew up with. So hey, Linda, say hi to Glenn and your four beautiful daughters. Who else? You got anybody else here?
So I got Monty Man,
yeah.
You know, from Take 12 Radio,
yeah,
on the West Coast. It wasn't what I did when high that convinced me I was an addict, but my thinking when I was stone cold sober.
That's good.
It's good.
That is good.
Daphne Bernard Browdy, hello.
Okay. Bernie Adelsberger. Maybe I'll see you on the beach, Bernie. Victor Bolden. Carol Termine. There's some new people. I don't recognize their names. Did you get Ross Priest? It took me 2.5 years, 2 rehabs, 3 detoxification, and a lot of meetings to get it. I have 38 years one
wow.
day at a time. Man, that is absolutely awesome.
That is. 38 years. That's a ton.
So that's why insurance companies have to keep paying. because they don't know if they're going to if the person's going to get it the first time, the eighth time.
Yeah.
And once they get it, you know, it's money well spent.
Yeah, and for people that are struggling, keep working at it. You know, I've seen so many times where it was multiple treatment centers and then finally it clicked.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Keep working at
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I mean, Lisa Weiss.
Bob Moeller. I keep it simple. If you think you are, you are.
I like that. Well, you know, let's go to this. First of all, hey, Jim Smith, still sober. Laurie W. from Bethesda, Maryland. How do you know if you're drug and or alcohol consumption is just merely a whim, a fad, fun you're having at a certain age, and really not an addiction? How do you know if you're an addict?
So one of the real simple ways that can help is we all know what a light switch is, right?
Yeah.
The people that don't have addiction problems and the obsession and all that, they can turn that switch off and turn the lights out when they want to, right? They can just cut it off. And our light switch is broken. So if you're trying to control it and you can't control it, you know, if you're trying to say, I'm not going to have unmanageability in my life and problems in my life, but it's happening anyway. If you're trying to say, I'm going to have two beers, but then it's turning into 10 beers, you've got an issue.
If you're having problems at work, if you're having problems with your family, your wife, your significant other, and, you know, maybe people around you probably will know or acknowledge the fact that you're an addict before you will.
Yeah, and how do you know you're an addict? When you celebrate that you moderated.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I've had guys come in and they're like, last year I went to the bar, I had two beers and I left. And I'm like, and then I'm like, well, what about all the other times? Yeah. Right? Because like, if you didn't have a problem, you don't have to try and moderate. It comes naturally.
Right. Right.
You know,
I think, don't you think we all knew that we had problems?
Not me.
I knew. I just couldn't get out of it. I couldn't figure a way out.
I just remember a cop saying to me, do you think you have a problem? And I thought he was in outer space.
Well, wait, let me ask something. Didn't you see people around you? Because, you know, contrary to belief, not everybody uses drugs and drinks, okay? I mean, everybody say, well, everybody does it. But I would see friends of mine moving on, work, doing well in school. Even though I would party with them, they would leave and move on. And I saw that. I was the one that would be up all night and, you know, I think we've discussed this before. I would hear the buses rolling in the morning and you're up all night. Most people weren't like that.
Yeah, the birds chirping in the morning.
Yeah.
Birds chirping.
You didn't know you had a problem?
I did not. I remember literally being in a police office or, you know, in a police station and a cop saying that. This was back in college, you know, but, you know, early on. And I remember the cop saying to me, you know, do you think you have a problem? And I remember looking at him like he had three heads.
How old were you?
I was 22, 23. So,
okay.
You know,
look,
took a while.
Everybody's different, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Denial is a big part of this.
You know, maybe if you have, you know, a lot of DUIs, maybe you have a problem. Maybe if you're locked up enough, maybe you have a problem. Maybe if you lose your job continuously, you have a problem. Maybe if your family doesn't talk to you anymore, you got a problem.
Maybe if it's creating internal unmanageability too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's two. There's the internal and the external. So maybe it's causing somebody to feel real bad about themselves, you know, and it's feeding into their depression. We get high bottoms. You know, we get people that have high bottoms, but it's still causing them tons of pain, but they're not getting the arrests. They're not getting the DUIs. But maybe their liver enzymes are up time, and they're going to blow their liver out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean – before we go, let's go. Brian Martin, how are you, buddy? Nikki Cosino, awesome.
And my wife, my beautiful wife.
Where's your wife?
She's laying in bed with a 101 fever.
Yeah.
With aches all over her body because she got the second vaccine yesterday. I don't want to freak anybody out.
Well, it happens.
But you know, she's not a happy camper today, but she is because she got the vaccine, but she's really hurting today.
Andrea,
so I hope you feel better.
Andrea, I heard that when, you know, everybody has different reactions. Some don't have any. It only lasts for a day or something. Is that true?
That's what they say.
Or a couple months. Either one. I don't know which one it is.
I had my first, and I...
You didn't have any problem, right?
No, I did. I didn't get sick. I just felt tired for about 10 days.
Yeah,
real tired, and like mentally tired, and it was rough.
It's rough. I'm waiting. I'm getting mine on the 18th. Kevin Gleason, once again, an hour is gone. Hopefully, I can join you guys next week. Maybe I will take lunch at that time. That would be so great. Love the support of you. You know that? Frank Griffin, I can't tell if the show is different now that you're pardoned. Just kidding. Great job. Hey, Frank, for what you've done, you should be pardoned too, all right? Frankie and I, what a great guy. I grew up with him. We did some crazy stuff with crazy stuff, but he's a great guy. He's a CPA. Just a wonderful guy. I love the guy. Daphne Bernard Browdy is watching us.
What else? Yeah, who else do we got here? Jim Meehan. Hello, Jim.
Hello,
liver Jim. Only good with onions, he says.
I agree. What else? I know we're coming to the end.
Kevin Gleason, or a horrendous wreck that gives us a wake-up call, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we all have our hopefully defining moments when we make a decision, even if it's not until we get into treatment, mm-hmm. hopefully to get it.
Moments of clarity, right?
Yeah, moments of clarity.
And Marie says, congrats again, Gary.
Yeah. Rich Rosenbaum, he's in Florida. Rich, you better check us out Saturday night if you're really bored, man.
Oh, and all our Florida people, Gary and I and all our guys from Philly, all our great listeners, all say hello, and we love you down in Florida, and it's good to connect.
Yeah, we hope we can help down there, and we hope we give you a good show and everything else. Michael Shoemaker from Tennessee is watching us. I think we're coming up the hour. All right, so let me ask something. What are you doing this weekend? I know your dad's in the hospital, and he seems to be getting better from last night. We're all very grateful for that. You'll be visiting him?
Yeah, I'll be visiting him, and you know, I would just ask if everybody could say a prayer. His name is Pete Sigmund. So send a prayer up. He's 91. Mm-hmm. It's been very touch and go, but he's an ox, and he's hanging in there.
Good. God bless him.
So,
and once again, congratulate Jim Petrowski, Pop-Up, whatever they're going to call you. Your daughter Stephanie and her husband Chris Lewis had a baby boy, Connor James Lewis. And Jim's going to meet the baby Saturday night.
Oh, so that's amazing.
Cool. Yeah, that's good stuff. Great show as usual, Suzanne Duncan.
And what are you doing?
I'm leaving for the shore. I have a board meeting tomorrow in Ventnor, so I'm going to go tonight.
He's bringing his swim trunks, everybody,
because
there's no sharks in the water.
Yeah, it's too cold, right? Yeah.
jumping off the pier with your pardon shirt on.
You'll see me jumping off that pier this summer, okay?
Oh, I'm going to come over, and we're going to smoke a cigar.
There's a creek behind my house.
Oh, okay. I will come over, and I'll invite everybody. We'll all go and watch.
Listen, I can't wait till the weather changes so we can go hang out after the show.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy doing that with Randall and Patrick and everybody.
Oh, yeah, and hopefully everybody can come down one of these days.
Yeah, well, we're going to start talking about having some kind of event in the parking lot here in late May.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So we can meet everybody. That would be a lot of fun, you know? I guess that's about it.
That's it. It's a wrap.
Do I hear the music?
I hear the music.
Mike Vito, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Brad
Go Flyers.
Thank you, guys. Always fun.
Brad Risch, thank you. The greatest man from CBS.
Yes.
And our cameraman, our technical guy.
Our technical guy.
He knows his stuff. And thank you for a good show, man. You know?
Thanks, Gary. You too. You too, and see everybody.
On behalf of the group and ourselves, I hope we pass the audition.